You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Those who work in downtown Traverse City are eligible for a free bus pass. We're talking unlimited rides on fixed routes with the Bay Area Transportation Authority from July through December. A new program is giving away 50 free passes to downtown commuters. The catch? You have to ride the bus to work at least twice every 3 weeks, and you have to fill out surveys about your experience. It's a partnership with BETA, the Michigan Land Use Institute, and the Downtown Development Authority. I asked DDA Director Rob Bacigalupi why they're doing this.
It was something that had been suggested that we look into for a few years because Ann Arbor has been doing something like this. They've got a program called the Get Downtown program, very similar setup. So folks have been suggesting it to us, and more recently we started to seriously look at it, mainly because of our high pressure on parking facilities downtown. We've got so many people wanting to be downtown and only so many parking spaces to accommodate them. So this is a way to hopefully encourage some people to use other modes of transportation and free up some of those spaces.
So is the idea then that people get used to riding the bus and then just will continue doing that?
Well, we're looking at the success of the Ann Arbor program. And, you know, so we know that it can work, at least it works in that environment. We know that it's a little different up here. So what we're talking about right now is to do a small pilot project, evaluate the sentiment of the folks who are participating, you know, before and during and after the time period, and try to better understand whether it does work or whether there are some hurdles to using transit for commuting downtown.
Should this become a full-bore project, what would that look like?
Well, that's what we need to find out. You know, the original thought was let's just do it in the summertime because that's when we have the most parking pressure. But we're actually going to we would want to evaluate through December so we get some winter time feedback, and then we'll have a better idea of, you know, whether it just needs to take place in the summer or whether it's really something that needs to take place year-round.
If you're looking at Ann Arbor as a comparable, what are some of those key differences that you think might cause some more trouble for our region?
Well, there are a few things. One is they have more, you know, longer traffic commutes. They've got more traffic, so that's a deterrent to riding your single occupancy vehicle downtown. They have higher density. You know, they've got more people wanting to be downtown. They have a more evolved bus system. They have more frequent routes and that sort of thing. So it's easier to hop on the bus and get, you know, to downtown Ann Arbor. So there are a lot of things kind of in their favor versus us. Those are some of the differences between us and them.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how this goes. Thanks so much for your time, Rob Bacigalupi.
All right, you're welcome.
Rob Bacigalupi is with Traverse City's Downtown Development Authority. The DDA is partnering with BETA and the Michigan Land Use Institute to give away 50 free bus passes, good from July through December, to people who work downtown.